I told Bob Friday that I'm sure the Spirit must have been with me because that's the only reason anyone would agree to do this twice on Sunday. My maiden name is O'Keefe. Now, somewhere I am sure there is a family with this last name that has a long, rich Baptist heritage. However, there is no Baptist branch in my family tree. To be perfectly honest, there are no Protestant roots at all. If the truth be known, I am really a knot on the tree. And Calvary has been an integral part of that knot development. Because of all the possible places, it is here, Calvary Baptist Church, that God chose to bring my faith forward. It all started in the most unlikely and unBaptist of places, the University of Kentucky Chemistry Physics Building, Math 113, Calculus. I don't want to date myself too much, but I took calculus when there were less than 20 people in a class, okay? In that class was the man who has been the most important and influential person in my life, my husband, who also happened to be Baptist. Now, he's contended all along that he only looked at my paper to find out my last name, but I've always had my doubts, okay? And so the journey began. At some point, we started visiting Calvary because it was convenient. And at first, I remember thinking, okay, so now I guess I need to go to church. The service was that different. But I always found the preaching interesting and challenging and kept coming back for more. 6 years later, I don't make major life changes in a hurry. We became engaged. And this was really my first faith crisis moment. To marry in the church I was raised meant accepting beliefs I no longer agreed with. So we were married at the Presbyterian Seminary in Louisville by a Baptist minister who was a chaplain at Central State Hospital. Now, if you're going to swim upstream, it is best to start off with someone who has pastoral counseling experience. The next 5 years were the good, the bad, and the ugly of faith for me. I struggled with what I believed and how to live out my faith. Most of us are a product of perpetual motion, our denomination a result of family heritage. We are what our parents were because that is what we know, and these are the people who have surrounded us. For me, I came to the realization that faith is what you believe. Denomination is how you identify your beliefs, and church is where you put your faith and beliefs to work. It all became very personal instead of institutional for me. And I accepted that for me there were deal breakers in selecting a church. Through all this, we kept coming back to Calvary. There was always someone here questioning something, and no one seemed to get permanently bent out of shape. Calvary has also had more than its fair share of people from other denominations, which meant diversity was the norm. It became clear to me that this is where God wanted me to bring my faith forward. And so on January 29th, 1984, I joined Calvary and I was welcomed. God led me to Calvary, to a place where my faith has been nurtured, to a place where he has prepared me to bring my faith forward as a Sunday school teacher, as a deacon, as a basketball coach, as chairman of the personnel committee, although I don't think anything can truly prepare you for that one, and to share this testimony with you today. How do I know Calvary was the place God planned for me? I look at my children, who are actually young adults, and I see how their lives have been shaped by Calvary. My son, who could have made many career choices, chooses to teach math in an inner-city school. I know the mission opportunities he had here helped influence that decision and taught him that your faith is about what you do and that no one ever said it would be easy. And I look at my daughter, who was raised in a church where she saw women in leadership, whether it was as ordained ministers, chairman of the deacon board, or chairman of the personnel committee. She knows Christian women who are leaders in business, education, and government. I think all of this will be a blessing to her as she enters a field where women represent less than 10% of the workforce. And I won't be a bit surprised to see her supervising a mission project in Africa someday, utilizing her engineering skills. So this is what keeps me at Calvary, what makes Calvary part of my future. It's not the what is, but the what can be. And I know from personal experience that the what can be's have infinite possibilities, that God can move our faith forward in new and exciting ways. It is not just about my children, but everyone's children. It is about the people who come and stay and the people that just pass through, that each of them will be touched by Calvary in a way to make their faith a living faith and to go out making a difference for all of God's children. I want that now, and I want to think 50 years from now, Calvary will be here living out its mission. That is what Faith Forward is all about to me.